Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Gemara on Nun Gimel Amud Beis. So the Mishnah described in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, it said Mishanital Aron. It said when the Aron Kodesh was removed, it was taken. So then there was a Evan Shasiyah that was in the Kodesh HaKadashim, and that's where the Kohen Gadol put down the Machta with the Gechala. So the Gemara right away is Medaik that the Lashon of the Mishnah is that Mishanital Aron, when the Aron was taken. So says the Gemara, Mishagana is like a Tani, Ela Mishanital. It doesn't say, the Mishnah doesn't say when the Aron Kodesh was Nignaz, when it was hidden. Rather, it says when it was taken. So says the Gemara, Tanan command Amar Aron Gala Lebavel. The Mishnah seems to support the man Amar who says, it's going according to the man Amar who says that the Aron Kodesh went with Klal Yisrael to Galus and Bavel. Not that it was Nignaz, like we said previously. Rather, it went with Klal Yisrael to Bavel. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Eliezer says that Aron Galus to Bavel, he's talk of this opinion that the Aron Kodesh went to Galus to Bavel. Shnemer, as the Pasuk says, V'lechuvas Hashana Shalach HaMelech Nebuchadnezzar V'yavi'eyu Bavela Im Klichem Das Beis Hashem. It says that Nebuchadnezzar brought Yoyachin to Bavel, and when he brought him there, im kli chemda beis Hashem. What's the kli chemda referring to? Says Rashi, the kli chemda who Aron. It's referring to the Aron Kodesh. You see that the Aron Kodesh was sent to Galus Bava with Klal Yisrael. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, he also says like this, that the Aron Kodesh went with Klal Yisrael to Bavel, but he brings a different pasuk that Aron Galus Bavel. He says as well that the Aron Kodesh went to Galus to Bavel. So Nemer, as the pasuk says, And in the Nevuah of Yeshayah, it says, Le'yivasir davar amar Hashem. The lashon of the pasuk is that there won't be anything left. There won't be a davar left, says Hashem. So it says the Gemara, says Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that the davar is referring to Eilu Asaras HaDibrais Shabbat. It's referring to the Aron Kodesh, which had in it Asaras HaDibrais, that it was not going to be left, meaning it was going to be taken to Galus with all the other Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Eliezer, sorry, and Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, Aron bim koymei nignas. It was nignas in its place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayeroo Rashi Habadim min HaKodesh al pnei Advir v'yeroo Achutza. The Pasuk first of all describes the Rashi Habadim that they were seen and they were not seen, which the Gemara is going to address later, that they were seen al pnei Advir, but they were not seen. So we'll see what that means. But the point is that the Pasuk ends off, Yu Sham Adi Yom Hazeh, that Aron Kodesh is there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim until today. Ah, really? If you go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim today, you'll see it? No, it was Nignas, but it was Nignas Bim Kaimai. It was Nignas in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that's the Shita of Rabbi Huda. So we see it's a Machlaikas. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon Birachai, they both say that the Aron Kodesh was brought to Bavel, to Galus. And Rabbi Huda says that no, it was Nignas Bim Kaimai. Says the Gemara, this that we just said, that the sheet of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is that the Aron Kodesh was Nigla, went to Galus to Bavel, Upliga de Ula, it's not like Ula said b'shem Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, as we're about to see, that the Aron Kodesh was Nignaz, not that it was Nita to Galus. The Amar Ula said, he recounted, that Shaul Rabbi Masiya ben Charash is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai b'Raimi, that one time Rabbi Masiya ben Charash asked Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai b'Raim, in Rome, they were both in Rome, not Stam on vacation. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamadal Mabez says that Rabbi Shimon ben Masiya says that Rabbi Masiya ben Charash, sorry, Rabbi Masiya ben Charash was the Rosh Yeshiva over there in Rome. So that's why he was there. And why was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai there? So Rabbi Eliyakim over here, and our Gemara brings from the Gemara in Me'ilo, in Yitzayim Abayz, that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai went to Rome in order to be Mevatel, the Gzeres that the guy made. So that's why he was in Rome. So they were both in Rome at the same time, Masi ben Charashim and Shimon bar Yochai. So what did two tzaddikim do when they're together in Rome? They speak in Torah. So Masi ben Charash asked Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. He said, V'chim acher Rabbi Eliezer melam deinu pam rishayna v'shniya are in Galul Bavel. Once Rabbi Eliezer already taught us one time. He taught us two times. He taught us already from two different places that the Aron Kodesh went to Galus and Bavel. So the Gemara first explains. Rishayna Hadamran, the first Makar is like we just said. He said that the Makar is from the Pasuk of Avieu Bavela im Klichem Das Beis Hashem. That the Klichem Das is referring to the Aron Kodesh. Shnia Mahi, what was the second Makar? From the Pasuk which says, V'yetzi Mibasiya in Kol Hadara. My Kol Hadara, what does it mean that all the splendor of Yerushalayim left, Michael Hadara Chadra. It means it's referring to the Arun Kodesh, which is placed bechadri hachadarim, it's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the pasuk says that it left for Bas Tzion, Kol Chahadara, and really you're supposed to read it Kol Chadra, that it says Kol Chadra, referring to the Arun Kodesh. So those were the two places. So Ramasi ben Charish asked Shem Yochai, so once Rabbi Eliezer taught us these two Makairis, Atamata, Emir, what do you say about this topic? So Amar Lai, so Shem Yochai said to Rav Masia, he said, Sha'ani Aimir, Arun, Bimkoy me Nignas, and I say that no, the Arun Kodesh was Nignas in its place. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'arichu abadim, the same pasuk as before, which ends off, V'yusham adayimazah, that it remained there until today. It was there in the Kodesh HaKadosh, meaning because it was Nignas b'mkaymai. So you see that Ula brought this story, this conversation between Rav Masi ben Charash and Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that if this version, Rav Shimon ben Yochai actually holds, like we said Rav Yehuda held before, that the Arun Kodesh was Nignas b'mkaymai. But Al Kapanim, the reason why we brought all this in is because we see of a machlaikas if the Aram was nital or was nignas, and our Mishnah, which says the Lashon Misha nital Aram, seems to be like the Mandamar who says that the Aram Kodesh was nital and not nignas. Once we mention the machlaikas, so the Gemara continues, Amarle, switch the gears to Rava, Ula, Rava said to Ula, my mashma, what's the pshan in this drasha? Ula said over the story that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai had a raya that the Arun Kodesh was Nignas b'mkaymai. Why? From this pasuk of Yarichu Abadim. So Rava asked Ula, my mashma, where do you see from this pasuk that the Arun Kodesh was Nignas b'mkaymai? L'chayr d'chsim, because the pasuk says, V'yu sham adiyay mazbeh, because the pasuk concludes that the Arun Kodesh remains there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim until today. V'kol heicha d'chsim adiyay mazbeh lo'aylamu. Now, Rava continued though, he asked Ula, he said, I don't understand how that's a makar. Just because the Torah says until today, that doesn't mean that Mamish until any time you're reading it until today. It doesn't mean that. Vaksiv, and I'll bring you a raya, that even when the Torah says the Lashon of Adayay Mazeh, it doesn't really mean that it's necessarily forever and ever. Because Vaksiv, it says in the Torah, it says in the Pasuk, it says in Shaftim, it says Vesayivusi Yashav Yerushalayim Lo Harishu B'nei Binyamin, it says that Binyamin didn't do a good job, and they didn't drive out the Yavusi, one of the Goyim, they didn't drive them out from their portion of Eretz Yisrael. Vayeshev hayavusi es b'nei binyamin b'Yerushalayim ad yom hazeh. And so the Yavusim, they continued to live with, next to the b'nei binyamin in Yerushalayim, which is chelik binyamin, ad yom hazeh, until today. That's the lashon of the pasuk in Shaftim. Now, hachanami d'loy galu, if you're going to tell me that ad yom hazeh means it's forever and ever, you're going to tell me now that means that the Yavusi and the b'nei binyamin, they never left Yerushalayim, they're still there today. Now maybe you'll say in the Chanami, yeah, says the Gemara, I'll bring you a raya that it can't be, because about Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda said that Chamishim Ushnayim Shana Loi Avar Ish B'Yehuda. There was a time period of 52 years after the Chorban Yerushalayim that there was no one that went into, there was no one that lived in Yehuda. Shneimer, as the pasuk says, Alaharim Asad Bechi V'Nehi V'Al Na'ayis Midbar Kina Ki Nitzu Mibli Ish Aiver V'Loi Shamu Kol Mikne Ma'ayif HaShemayim V'Ad Behema Nadu Halal Halchu, that there was nobody there. It was completely desolate. And so how do we know 52 years? Because the Lashon Behema's extras, and Behema's big gematria, Chamishim Ushnayim Havu. The gematria of the word Behema is 52. So we darshan that it was 52 years after the Charban, that there was nobody there. So how could you tell me that Adayay Mazem means Mamish forever? We see that there was a Tekufa where no one was there. Vatanya, we learned in the Braisa another Raya, that it was desolate at some point, because Rabbi Yossi Aimer, Sheva Shanim Niskayim Agarfas V'melech Beret Yisrael, that there was a Tekufa of 7 years where the Pasuk was Niskayim of Garfas V'melech, that it was just salt and sulfur, meaning that the entire Eretz Yisrael was completely desolate. V'am Rabbi Reichanan, my time, he said that, what's the Makaro? How does he know that? My time is Rabbi Yossi. Asya bris bris. He learned that the Gzeir Shav of bris bris. Ksif halchot says regarding the Chorban v'higber bris l'rabim shavua echad. That was 7 years. Uksif hasam, it says regarding this klal of gafras v'melach, it says v'amru al asher azvas bris Hashem l'kei avaisam. So you see that for not listening to Hashem, they were punished for 7 years of gafras v'melach, of that the whole Eretz Yisrael was desolate. So you can't say that the pasuk when it says adiyay mezem is mamish, that it really means it like that. Because there was, for sure, there was Tekufas where there was no Yavusi, no Binyamin in Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Lei, so Ula said back, that was Rava's kasha to Rava's kasha to Ula. So Amar Lei, so Ula says back to Rava, Hacha ksev sham, hasam like ksev sham. But no, it's not a kasha. You're right that when the Torah just says Adayimazeh, so there's no, so that doesn't necessarily mean it literally that it's until today, meaning it never stops. If the Torah, even when the Torah says Adayimazeh, it could be it stops, and that's like the pasuk in Shaftim. However, by the Aron Kodesh, it doesn't just say Adayimazeh; it says that it was sham Adayimazeh. When it says it was sham Adayimazeh, so then that's a lashon of you sham Adayimazeh. That means it's mam. Is there and it never stops. However, he continued to ask, and when the Torah says sham, the sedena means literally, it means forever and ever leaves. Meisve ask you a kasha. The pasuk says, "Umehem mivnei shimin halchu lahar seir anashim chamish meis uplatiu nariyo urfaya vuzia bnei yishi bereisham v'yakwa sheres haplate la'malek," and they wiped out the remainders of Amalek, the Yeshvu Sham, and they, these Bnei Shimon, they stayed there in Har Seir, Ada Yoimazeh. So it says the Lashon of Sham Ada Yoimazeh. Now wait a second, you can't tell me that it really means it, because the Kvar Allah Sancheirev, Melech Ashur, Ubilbul Kala Ratzais, we know that Sancheirev came, and he moved everyone around, so they didn't, no one stayed in their place. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Va'asir Gvulais Amim, Va'asudei Sehem Shaisesi. It says that Sancheirev said about himself that Va'asir that I removed their borders, meaning I mixed everyone up. So you see that it doesn't mean, even when it says Sham, it doesn't really mean it. Says the Gemara Tiufta, so this is a refutation of Ula's version of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, where he said, B'das Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that the Aron was nicknamed B'mkaimai, and the Raya was from the Pasuk, from V'yu Sham Adi Yoimazeh. But yet we see that even when the Torah says a Lashon of V'yu Sham Adi Yoimazeh, it doesn't necessarily mean it literally, that it never left, and therefore there's no Raya, you can't bring a Raya from this Pasuk, that the Aron Kodesh was Nignaz bim kaimai. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amrav Nachman. The Chachamim said it's a third shita. Until now we mentioned two shitas. Either that Aron Kodesh was nital, the second shita we said was that Aron Kodesh was nignaz mimkoymai. Now we're bringing a third shita. The Chachamim say that it was nignaz, but it wasn't nignaz mimkoymai. Rather, it was nignaz in a lishka called the lishkas dira eitzim. The lishkas dira eitzim was a lishka that the Mishnah Midei describes in Parak Bey's Mishnah Hay. It was in the northeastern corner of the Ezras Nashim. It was in the northeastern chamber of the Ezras Nashim. That was this Lishkas Dira Eitzim. And it was in this Lishkas Dira Eitzim where if we had, anytime there was Kehanim who were Bali Mumim, and so they weren't able to perform the Avaid in the Beis HaMikdash, so they wouldn't just not do anything related to the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, they would go to this Lishkas Dira Eitzim and they would check the wood for the Mizbeach. They would check it to see if there were any worms. And if there were worms, they would get rid of it. And if not, then they would put aside that wood to actually be used on the Mizbeach. So says the Chachamim that it was in this Lishka, the Lishka's Dira Eitzim, that the Aron Kodesh was Nignaz. Amrav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, says the Gemara, Amrav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Afan Anami Tanino, we learned in a Mishnah like this as well. The Mishnah says, in Shkalim, Maise Bekayin Echot, Shei Misasik, there was a certain story with a certain Kayin who was being Misasik, he was doing things in the Lishkas Dir Ha'itzim, Vira Ritzpa Mishunah Michavrei Seha, and he noticed that one of the tiles was different than all the other ones there. Ubav Haidias Chavere, so he went to go tell his friend, Vahispik Ligmar Esadavar, but he never got the chance to finish what he was saying, Acha Yatza Nishmasa, until he died. V'yatzu b'yichud shesham Aron Ganas. And they knew, V'yadu b'yichud shesham Aron Ganas. And they realized, they chapped, that the pshat is because he saw the place, the tile, where underneath that tile, that's where the Aron Kodesh was Nignaz. That's what they understood, and it wasn't right for anyone to see the Aron Kodesh, apparently. We'll see more about that soon. So therefore he died. Says the Gemara, May Hava Ovid, what was he doing over there in the Lishkas Dir Eitzim? Amrem Chel by Misasik Bekardumayaya. He was dealing with his axe. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel taught that Shnei Kehanim Bali Mumin Hayu Maslian Be'etzim. It was two Kehanim that were Bali Mumin that were checking the deworming the wood for the Maracha, for the Mizbeach. Benishmata Kardumay Shel Echen Mehen. And it was the axe of one of them that slipped out of his hand, v'naflasham, and it fell onto that spot, v'yotza esh v'achalasa, and the fire came out and consumed it. That's the story that happened. But either way, we see that this is bringing that there's this other shita now, that the Aron Kodesh was nignaz, but not that it was nignaz mimkoyma, it's a third shita, that it was nignaz in the lishkas dira etzem. Now the whole reason why we brought all of this was just to point out that our Mishnah, which uses the lashon of Misha Nital, is clearly going, understanding, like the man Amar who says that the Aron Kodesh was brought to Galus, to Bavel, with the rest of the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, so we mentioned the Pasuk in passing, we mentioned on the bottom of the Gimel Mabez, we said that Rabbi Yehuda Shita was, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that the Aron Kodesh was Nignaz Bimkoimai, and he brought a rye from the Pasuk of Vayero, Rashi Habadim in HaKodesh Apnei Advir, that the Rashi Habadim were seen through the dvir, through the partition, v'lo yeroh achutz, and it wasn't seen outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'yu sham adiyoyim hazeh. So we brought it because of the end of the Pasuk, which says, v'yu sham adiyoyim hazeh, and it remained there until today. But the beginning of the Pasuk seems to be self-contradictory. So says the Gemara, that Rav Yehuda Rami, k'siv v'yeroh rashi abadim, the Pasuk starts off and it says that they were seen, u'k'siv v'lo yeroh achutz, but then it says that they weren't seen. So which one was it? Were the rashi abadim, were the poles of the Aron Kodesh seen outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or did they not see? So says the Gemara, HaKetza, Nirin Veina Nirin, it was somewhat seen, like the Gemara is about to describe shortly. Tani Nami Hachi, we learned in the Braisa like this as well. Vayero Rashi Abadim, the Pasuk says that the Rashi Abadim, that the poles were seen. So Lachol Yachol Yuzazimim Kaiman. Now, I would have thought that you were never allowed to move the poles out of the rings of the Aron Kodesh, and therefore there would be no way for it to be seen outside. Tamaloimar Viarichu Abadim, no, they extended, meaning you couldn't move them a drop. They have to stay inside the rings, but they could be extended outwards. Yachol Yu Mikarim Beparechas Viyotzen. So I might think that they made a hole through the pareches, and they were mamish sticking out of the pareches, which separated the heichal from the kodesh hakadoshim, and it was through these holes in the pareches that the bad ha'aron stuck through. Tamalaymer v'lo yiro. No, the pasuk says v'lo yiro achutza, that you couldn't actually see the bad ha'aron outside. So haketzad. So what does it mean? So were they seen or were they not seen? Says the Gemara. Explains the Gemara. Daichkenu bolten v'yaitzin bepareches. What it was is that there was no hole, so the poles didn't actually extend out physically, but they pressed it, they went against the pareches, then they extended through, not through the pareches with a hole, but there was when you were standing in the heichal looking towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so you saw the indent of the two Badei Aaron sticking out, you saw their place through the pareches. You were able to tell where they were sticking out from. They protruded a drop. V'nirin kishnei dadei isha. The Gemara compares it to the two dadim of an isha. That's the way they appeared through the pareches. And as the pasuk says, Sror Hamar Daidili Bein Shada Yalin. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Daidi, Kadosh Baruch Hu is like nice besamim for me. Bein Shada Yalin, he dwells Bein Shada. So you see that the Badi Aaron are called Bein Shada because of this Metzias, because of this that when they protruded through the Pareichas, there was no hole that was made, but they protruded like the Shteda de Aisha. Says the Gemara, Amar Avkatina, Bishasha Yisrael Eilin L'Rega, when Klai so was Eilin L'Rega, so the Megalin L'Hemes HaPareichas, they used to roll up the Pareichas, in order to show Klal Yisrael, the Kruvim that were on top of the Aron, that they were hugging each other, and they would tell the Klal Yisrael who was there looking in, that look how beloved you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the love between a Zachar and a Nekeva, like a man and a wife. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. Fract the Gemara, Maser Rav Chista, Rav Chista asked, the Pasuk says regarding the Mishnah, that the Levim were not allowed to look at the Kalim. They were not allowed to go into the Mishkan while the Kayhanim were packing up the Kalim. Even though they were the ones in charge of carrying the Kalim, they weren't allowed to look in. They weren't allowed to look at the Kalim. This means that when the Kayhanim were putting the Kalim away into their cases, so the Levium weren't allowed to go in and see the Kalim. So you see that there's an Isser for even the Levium to see the Kalim. So how could they roll up? How could you say that they rolled up the Pareichas in order to show Klal Yisrael, the Kruvim, to show them the Aron Kodesh? We see that there was was an iser that even the Levim were not allowed to look at the kalim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, mashal a kala. It's a mashal, could be comparable to a kala. Kolz mashi bebeis avia, so long as all she did was Eberson, and she's still living at her father's home. So tznua mi baila, so she's still a little bit shy in front of her husband, and she acts with more tznia, so to speak. But however, kevan shebasa lebeis chamia, once she does nesuin, right, nowadays they generally just do Eberson and nesuin all together underneath the chuppah. But it used to be that Eberson, they used to say, Arei mikudash esli, and then up to a year later, have the nesua and go underneath the chuppah, whichever brachis and everything. But nowadays everything is all done at the same time. But it used to be that there was time in between. So the Gemara is saying it's comparable, this relationship, this idea of looking at the kalim, is comparable to Kala. That while all they've done so far was Eirusin, like in the times of the Mishkan, there was no Beis HaMikdash yet. So then there was more of a privacy. There was the relationship between Klal Yisrael and looking at the Kalim, so to speak, like the Namashal of a Kala in her Chasson, is more Tsanua because when she's still in her father's house. However, Kevin Shabbos LeBeis Chamiya, once after they do Nisuan, and she moves into her in-law's house, she moves in with her husband, so Eina Tsanua Mivaila, she's no longer shy. So too, once we have the base of Mikdash, so there's no need to have this level of tznias. Mas Rav Chana bar Rav Ketina, Frek Rav Chana bar Rav Ketina, Maisa b'kayin echad shay misasek v'chulu. We mentioned before a Maisa with the kayin who was in the Lishkas Dira Eitzim, so that was in the base of Mikdash, and yet still there was a problem to see the Aron clearly. We said he even died from when he was about to be Megala where the place was. So you see that even in the times of the base of Mikdash, there was a problem with seeing the Arain. So Amar Lei Nisgarsha Kamrit, Nisgarsha Chazrul Chibasa Rishoina. No, that was talking about in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, which was after, so to speak, the Chasn and Kal got divorced, after the Chorban. So even though we had this second Beis HaMikdash, like we've mentioned in the past, the second Beis HaMikdash was not really the same thing as the first Beis HaMikdash. It was mamish not at all the same. And it was still this bechina of like kilu after gerushin, and therefore it was after gerushin, so it was chazul chibasa rishayna, back to this, so to speak, more shy type of relationship, and therefore that we weren't allowed to look. Klal Yisrael wasn't allowed to see the aron, but during the times of the first base of mikdash, there was no problem with seeing the aron kodesh, and that's why they were able to roll up the pareches. Says the Gemara, b'mayaskinon, this that they rolled up the pareches, what are we talking about? Inima b'mikdash rishayin, if we're talking about during the times of the first base of mikdash, so mihavai pareches, was there a pareches during the times of the first base of mikdash? El b'mikdashini, you're going to have to say that we're talking about the times of the second base of mikdash. That's why there was a pareches that they rolled up. Well, in fact, the Gemara, mihavai kruvim, were there kruvim? There was no aron kodesh during the second base of mikdash. Like we've said before, either it was nital or it was nignaz, but it didn't come back. There was no aron kodesh in the second base of mikdash. So this whole braisa doesn't seem to make any sense. That they rolled up the pareches to look at the kruvim, that doesn't make any sense. At the time that there's a pareches, there's no kruvim. At the time that there's kruvim, there's no pareches. Because in the first base of mikdash, there was a kruvim, but there was no pareches. And the second base of mikdash, there was pareches, but there was no kruvim. So it says the Gemara to terutzim, laylam b'mikdash rishay. We could say that we're talking about the times in the first base of mikdash. Umay pareches debave. And when it says pareches, it means the pareches of the entrance. Meaning, the Amar Rabbi Zeira Amar Rav, Rabbi Zeira said in the name of Rav, that Shleisha Asar Pareches Hayu B'Mikdash, that there were 13 different Pareches, 13 curtains in the Beis HaMikdash. Now it happens to be he's talking about the second Beis HaMikdash, but we'll see how we apply to the first Beis HaMikdash. So of these 13, Shiva were Keneged Shiva Sharim, there were 7 curtains Keneged the 7 different Sharim into the Azara. Shtayim, there was another 2, Achas Lepischa Shal Heicha V'Achas Lepischa Shal Ulam, one by the entrance of the Heicha, one by the entrance of the Ulam. And then there was Shtayim B'Dvir, there was 2 that separated the Heicha from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the place where the Amitraksin used to be. And then there was V'Shtayim Kenegdon Ba'aliyah, and then there was another 2 curtains Keneged those 2 by the roof of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, separating the area on top, from the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So, but the point is that you see that there were curtains, there were also pareches that were made for the entrance of the Heichal by the entrance of the Ulam. So we could be talking about the first base of Mikdash, and even during the times of the first base of Mikdash where there was an Amitraksin, but you still did have curtains. You had these other curtains by the entrance of the Heichal by the entrance of the Ulam. So that's the curtains that it's referring to, that they rolled them up when they wanted to show Klal Yisrael into the Kodesh HaKadosh to show them the Kruvim. So we could be talking about the first Beis HaMikdash. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Lo'ilim B'Mikdash Eini. We could say that we're talking about the second Beis HaMikdash. If it was the second Beis HaMikdash or there was no Kruvim, says the Gemara, Kruvim Netzursa Havu Kaimi. Now even though there was no Kruvim like that Ma'ish Rabbeinu made, but there was Kruvim that Shlomo Melch drew. The Chziv, as the Pasuk says, V'skol Kiris Abayis Mesa Kala Kruvim V'Thimreis V'Turetzitzim V'Tzipazov V'Yushar Al Mechuka. It says that Shlomo Melech, he made all these nice decorations on the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. Uksiv in the Pasuk says, Kamar Ish V'lov Yois. It describes the Kruvim as Kamar Ish V'lov Yois. That my Kamar Ish V'lov Yois. What does the Pasuk mean when it says Kamar Ish V'lov Yois? Amar Rabba Barav Shila, Ke Ish Hama'ayra Bilavaya Shalai. Like a man who is embracing his companion, he's hugging his wife. So that's what the Shlomo Melech drew on the wall there was no Kruvim, there was no Aron Kodesh, but he drew a picture. So that's what the Braisa means before. When it says that they rolled up the curtains to show Klal Yisrael, the Kruvim, it refers to these Kruvim that Shlomo Melech had drew. That they were embroidered, but not that they were actually Kruvim of the Aron Kodesh like that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Says the Gemara, we'll do a few more lines. Amar Reish Lakish, B'shasha Nichnesu Nachum Leheichal. When the Goyim went into the Heichal during the times of the Chorban, so Rau Kruvim Hamo'irim Zebuzah. But Zebazet, so they saw the Kruvim that they were hugging each other. So Hutsio in Lashuk, so they took them out into the Shuk, and they started making fun. Vamru, and they said, Yisrael Halalu, look at these Jews. Shebir Chasim Bracha Veklalasim Klala, they're such Chasheva people, their Brachas are really make an impact, and their curses make an impact. Yasku Bidvar Malalu, and yet this is what they're being Isaac in, these Kruvim, it seems immodest, it seems inappropriate, that this is what they had, this is what's going on, and their Kodesh HaKadoshim is these two Kruvim that are hugging each other. Miyade Zilum, and they started to, even Klal Yisrael, they started to be disgracing it. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Kol Mechabdeha Hiziluha, Ki Ra'u Ervasa, because it made them look bad, so therefore they started treating it with disrespect. Which already the Ritva, famous Kasha, the Ritva brings to the Rima Gash, he asks, I don't understand. The Gemara in Baba Basra says on Daf Tzadi Tesam and Aleph, that when is it that the Kruvim were hugging each other? Only when Klal Yisrael were doing Ratzon Hashem. It was only when Klal Yisrael, the time when Klal Yisrael was doing Ratzon Hashem, so that's when the Kruvim were hugging each other. So Frek the Rimagash, here we're talking about Bizman the Chorban. There couldn't be a worse time for Klal Yisrael than at that time. Klal Yisrael obviously was not doing Ratzon Hashem. So if they weren't doing Ratzon Hashem, so Frek the Rimagash, the Ritva and our Gemara brings it. Frek the Rimagash and the Gemara Baba Basra and Sadi Tesam and Aleph, how could our Gemara say that Bishas the Chorban, that the Kruvim were hugging each other? That's the Rimagash's Kasha. So the Ritva brings the Teretz to the Rimagash, and he doesn't like it. He says that instead the Ritva gives a different Teretz. The Ritva says that in a Chanami, really at this time the Kruvim should not have been hugging each other. But the reason why they were hugging each other was a nace that Kodesh Baruch Hu did just to embarrass Klal Yisrael. Oh, it's an interesting Ritva. He says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu made a nace, the Chidah in Maris Ayin on this Gemara brings this Pshat, and Imamish, he doesn't like it, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu would make a nace to embarrass Klal Yisrael, but says the Ritva that that's what happened over here. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a nace to make Klal Yisrael look that they were inappropriate. I guess perhaps because they were being Isaac and Gilead Arayah, so therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to show them their disgrace, and he made it that the Kruvim were hugging each other when the Goyim went in, even though Be'atzim it was a time that they shouldn't be. Famously, the Chassidish Sfarim say a different Teretz, that it was Gufa at this time when Klal Yisrael was leaving the Beis HaMikdash, leaving and going into Galus. So, just like a person when he says goodbye to his friend, very often that brings out the emotions, so too when Klal Yisrael was going into Galus, that, so to speak, Kaviyachu brought out the emotions of the Ava that Kodesh Baruch Hu really has for Klal Yisrael. It's not a mam, it's just a, that's the Amma punishment. It's a punishment because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to have a deeper relationship with him. That's why he sent us to Galus. So therefore, is at that time, of Pirud, when Klal Yisrael was leaving the Beis HaMikdash, that Mamish brought out the Ahava, and therefore it's not a surprise that the Kruvim were hugging each other, Bizman the Chorban.